All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who we'll put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? And actually, it's Jeff's turn.
It's Halloween.
Yeah, it's Halloween. Why not let Jeff pick it?
I got Jubal.
Uh-oh. Oh.
All right, great. All right, where is the shot caller? I'm grabbing it while I put that on, Jeff. Please read me the shot caller question of the day.
In America, Halloween is all about jack-o'-lanterns, haunted houses, and trick-or-treating, mm-hmm. but other countries celebrate the holiday a little differently. For example, in Germany, Jubal, over in Germany, Halloween is considered a time to honor and respect the dead. In fact, it's believed the ghosts of your deceased relatives come back to visit you at your house on Halloween night.
Yeah.
And there's one particular item in your home you're supposed to hide as a precaution before the spirits arrive. What do the Germans need to hide on Halloween?
Your internet history. If it's like your parents or your grandparents coming over, you don't want to see what you've been looking at.
Yeah. No. I love that that's the first thing that comes to your head. What is on your internet history?
Clear that thing all the time. Live every day like it's your last. You never know when you can go. So make sure your internet history is clear so when they check your house and look at your computer, they're not like, whoa, good thing that guy's gone.
Yeah.
Here's my first thought for you. What about weapons, like knives? Like you have to hide all your kitchen knives.
Oh, so they don't hurt you?
Or ghosts, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why your dead relatives are going to be so mad, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why they're trying to kill you, but it could be. What other items would you want to hide from your dead relatives?
It could be. I mean, you could be onto something with the internet search history. It could be something that would embarrass your relatives if they saw. Like maybe you have to hide your underwear or something. Mm-hmm. Or your sex toy collection.
What happened to your underwear? That would be so scary.
I don't know. But like maybe you don't want your grandparents seeing your like thong underwear. I don't know. But it's probably Germany.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, like what would you... Sausages? Sauerkraut?
Hide your pretzels?
You don't want them eating your sausages.
Hide the Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah.
What about you're supposed to hide... Why though? Your money. So your relatives.
They don't steal your money.
They've always borrowed money my whole life. Why now?
Can you read the question one more time, please?
In Germany, Halloween is considered a time to honor and respect the dead, and it's believed the ghosts of your dead relatives come back to visit you at your house, and there's one particular item in your home you're supposed to hide as a precaution. What do you need to hide?
The children.
I do feel like it's gonna be something that would be rude to your dead relatives. Like, what would be an insult to your dead relatives if you had it out?
I don't know. I'm more leaning towards what you first said, Brooke. Like, for some reason, I feel like knives or, like
protect
sharp
yourself.
Objects. And that's something simple. You just take all the knives out of the drawer and then... It's hard.
Yeah, it is. It's a tough one.
Maybe you hide your welcome mat because you actually don't want your relatives coming over. Because seriously, they stay forever.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking, because do you want them to come over? Or do they not want them to?
Well, I mean, you want them to come over. You want to respect your relatives.
Okay.
Respect.
You hide your family pictures.
Why?
Because you don't want them to be like, oh, man, I remember when I was alive.
That
sucks. Why'd you leave that out? I have to remind me.
Yeah.
I wanted to tip that over, but I can't because I'm a ghost and my hand goes right through it. You're a jerk. I'll just go with that. It's probably wrong.
In Germany, it's widely believed that on Halloween night, your dead relatives come out to visit you at your home, and there's one particular item in your house you're supposed to hide as a courtesy to your dead guests before they arrive, since you don't want your relative ghosts to accidentally injure themselves. It's tradition to hide all of the knives inside your house before Halloween.
All right.
Wow.
Shoot. Okay, I got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear the Ghostbusters theme before I get shocked. So.
Why are they worried about ghosts injuring themselves?
They're German. They're like drunk.
That doesn't make sense.
they're hammered eating sausage. They don't know.
People are already dead.
All right, here we go. I think so. That's it. Yep, it is. Okay. If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
Man, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day. Today's show was produced by Steve the Naughty Nurse Boyd and Jeff the Willing Patient DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.